There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. For those of you who wish to know, Ian is off this evening. So you kind of got the B team here with Mark.
I'm not part of the B team. I'm part of the A team, and this is Objectivist Girl Lauren Ruffler.
And Daryl.
You can be part of the B team if you want, Mark.
The second chair is what we refer to, my position. 855-450-3733.
He's the second string quarterback.
If you mean B as in bodacious, then I am definitely on the B crew, though.
That's the price.
Bootylicious. Yeah. I believe is the term.
This body too bootylicious.
There's no doubt that I'm on the bootylicious team. Lauren, you were telling me off the air about an adventure you had this week. Today, actually.
Goodness.
Polluting all the water.
No, I didn't pollute any water.
I'm a capitalist. I don't pollute water. Okay. So, this morning, I decide I'm going to get up early and go to kickboxing, you know, which I paid for. And so I get up, I go work out, you know. So I go to drive home, and I'm getting on the on-ramp on the bridge to head back to my apartment. And there's cops there, and one of the cop cars pulls away. It clearly has somebody in the back seat, so somebody just got arrested.
Okay.
And there's also a car on the side. Now, the tow truck in front of me backs up and gets in the way. And after a few minutes of watching him try and maneuver it so that, you know, because it was pulled all the way to the curb. So it was going to take a really long time to move this car and get it on the thing because, it had to be tilted several times. So the point is, it's that it was taking a really long time, and, you know, I just got out of kickboxing. There's a lot of...
Your legs feel like Jell-O.
There's a lot of adrenaline going on during kickboxing. So I get out of kickboxing, and I'm just, you know, like, I feel like I could run a marathon, even though I just worked out really hard.
Got it.
So I get out of the car because I'm irritated and, you know, go over to the cop car.
You're on the interstate?
No. I was on an on-ramp waiting to get on the bridge. And so I go over to the cop car and I go, excuse me, some of the people in this line, I don't know if you're aware, they work for a living.
Oh, God.
And they'd like to get to work. And if you could just help everybody back up. I know that it's raining, you know, but if you could just get out of the car, put your coffee down, and help people back up so that they can go, you know, the other way. You know, protect and serve. Like, could you do one of those two things?
Did you call him a shiftless government bureaucrat and remind him that you pay his salary to?
No.
And did you end by saying, that'd be great.
I said, you know, I understand that extortion is a very important part of your job. And but it's being done, and the extortion is being handled. But if you could just pretend to do your job for, like, a few seconds just to get us moving so that I can go to work so that you have money to steal from me later.
How much was your bond?
None. They didn't arrest me. I have no idea why. So I was like, if you could do that, that'd be great. And so,
okay, so do you know what I see in my head?
It gets better. It gets better.
It gets better than Bill Lumberg yelling at a police officer?
Yeah.
Bill Lumberg.
So they go, ma'am.
Office space.
Of course, here, correct response. Ma'am, we're going to need to ask you to go back to your car. And I was like, are you asking me or telling me? In other words, am I going to end up in handcuffs and in a cage like an animal if I don't go back to my car? And they're like, ma'am, we're telling you. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, if you could just attempt to help these working individuals get back to, you know, get back up so that they can go to their jobs, that would be great. I know that you don't really have much to do because it's New Hampshire and there are no black people for you to choke out.
Really?
But if you could just, you know, pretend to do your job for a few minutes, that'd be great.
So did you also tell the guy to put the cover sheet on the TPS reports?
Yeah.
This wasn't some imaginary conversation you had at the car with yourself afterwards.
No, I literally had
this
conversation. I couldn't even believe I did this because I'm somebody that just, you know, and I spent like probably a good 10 minutes sitting in my car holding onto my steering wheel, you know, doing the calming, you know, it's going to be okay, Lauren. It's going to be okay, Lauren. It's going to be okay, Lauren. And I finally just, I snapped, you know. I've had enough. I've had enough. And, you know, I'm just trying to get to work, and they're sitting in their car just doing absolutely nothing when, you know, it wouldn't be hard to go back there with their little light thingy.
Hold on, they weren't doing absolutely nothing. They were drinking coffee,
you know, the problem
and
was
not
it was
getting
raining.
Rained on.
Yeah, I know. It was rain, and it might melt their skins because they're all evil.
Well, I don't know what the was occurring there. I can tell you when I have to deal with motor vehicle accidents, when I'm doing it, is that the police and firefighters do their level best to get everybody through the situation as quickly as we can. They're usually on a major thoroughfare since one of those travels through the town in which I reside. But
that's a major thoroughfare?
It's a state road. What do you want?
Okay, it's a state road, but
tens of thousands of people travel a week.
I still think the joking comment was the highlight of the whole night.
There's another state road just a couple of miles away from you that every time it floods, there's big gaping holes that takes the state months to fill.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It has to do with, I would not describe just because it's a state road that it's a quote-unquote major thoroughfare.
Okay, so there aren't that many major... when you say a major thoroughfare, it is qualified by the metro.
It's a decently busy road.
The metro in which it resides.
There
right?
is no metro in the entire state of New Hampshire.
Okay.
I promise you it wouldn't have been hard for them to go back and get the cars behind me to back up. It
my favorite
not
is the,
have been different.
The guy with the redneck accent complaining about how we have too many small towns in New Hampshire. Well, our towns are just big enough for me, Daryl.
You know,
so what was
I
the,
hate you.
What was the thing?
So, by the way, when I pulled away, when I finally got out of there, I did this, a nice little choking
symbol.
On the
mic?
When yeah. I walked, yeah.
What was the choking all about? Oh, I was Eric Garner.
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you also say, hands up, don't shoot?
No, I didn't think of that. But then, I got to tell you, there was an event I would have missed if this hadn't happened. So I drove to my apartment, right? This is a very eventful morning. So I drove to my apartment, and I start pulling up.
The police were waiting there for you.
No. So there was a guy just walking down the street, and he starts to slow down as I'm pulling up. And he stops, and I'm like, oh, this could be bad, you know, because, you know, I don't know this person.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I'm like, I don't have any weapons to protect myself. Boxing gloves. So I grabbed my boxing gloves so that I could be like really, so it would look
tough.
So it would look like
look intimidating.
I could protect
okay.
myself if that were the case, even though yeah. I really don't understand boxing thoroughly enough to be able to defend myself. I just, you know, like to box. So anyway, point is that this guy, I get out of my car and I'm like, can I help you? You know, like very confidently, you know, I'm not afraid of you kind of attitude, but very, you know, still polite. And he goes, I need food. That's all he said. He didn't even say, like, could you please help me?
Okay.
You know, he just goes, I need food. And I'm like, okay. Well, there are restaurants right over there. Because I assumed,
what was
like,
he about to go into a diabetic coma?
I don't know. No, he was fine. I mean, looked like a very healthy guy, actually. And so I was like, you know, I'm like, I assumed that he was just lost and just aggravated. So I was like, there's food places right over there.
That's a reasonable response to somebody saying, I need food.
Right.
Restaurants are right over there.
So he goes, you know, I need food and I don't have money. And I'm like,
ah,
okay, well, that's a dilemma. And he goes, I need you to get it for me. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like,
let me pollute your water.
Do I owe you money? Because I've forgotten about it if I do. I mean, if you've traded something and I owe you something, then you should probably remind me because I would be happy to repay my debt. And I could see why you are so irritated. And he's like, no, we've never met before, but you need to help me. Otherwise, that makes you a, you know, B word.
Okay.
And a heartless
brutalist.
Yeah, heartless B word.
He apparently didn't know he was talking to an objectivist.
I went,
all that many times.
I went, first. first of all, guy, this is not exactly the building you want to be taking this attitude with. And second of all, your claim or your need does not have a claim on my life. So either learn to ask politely or, you know, go.
855-450-3733. Should Lorna help this guy? 855-453.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. The word free, it spells out 3733. And it's Mark with you.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl.
AKA, what was it?
Emperor of the Universe.
Okay.
There you go. Riveting stuff.
First rule is you don't have to do anything that I tell you to do.
Mark, there will be a change to my intro very soon.
If I was king of the world, I'll tell you what I'd do. This whole repeating the names of cities thing is completely unacceptable. I mean, there's a Milan, Italy, and a Milan, New Hampshire.
There's also a New Boston, New Hampshire. There's like 30 Springfields.
Springfields, yep, couldn't do that.
It would require people to actually be creative.
Right,
and
well, intelligent. They've got the names of mothers and wives. They can come up with a new name.
As we learned this morning, nobody is creative or intelligent.
It's just got to go.
Outside of Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from, there's two towns that were started by brothers.
Uh-huh.
One is Palmerdale,
uh-huh,
because their last name was Palmer.
Palmer, yep.
The other is Rimlap, which is Palmer spelled backwards.
I like that. This is very creative. If you go to Pennsylvania, like there's like five towns named Mifflin something.
There's a bunch of cranberries.
Mifflin. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a name. Actually, it was a legislator in Delaware before the Quakers moved.
I swear I've heard that name before. But I did want to make one quick point before we move on.
Yes.
I think it's important that I say on air that I would have helped that guy if he had
asked... The homeless guy who asked you for money.
Yes. If he had asked me nicely... If you'd actually just even asked, it was an order, and I, you know,
what if he's
I already don't take nicely to people ordering me around that apparently have the authority to do it, but much less, you know, individuals on the street.
My wife worked for the Vocational Rehabilitation Unit for the state of Florida in Sarasota when we lived there, and that means that she helped people who had disabilities, get government funding and get jobs and whatever. But there was a guy that she had that was basically, she explained, basically unemployed because he was an a-hole.
I hadn't thought of that.
And so if he was, for instance, suffering from a great deal of Asperger's, maybe, maybe he's got the broken mind and rather than a broken body and just can't relate to people. Now, I think that this is a bit of a crutch. I have to say I would agree with you, Lauren, that if you want free food from me, I may very well give it to you. You just better be nice when you ask.
Right. Give me the reward of at least feeling good about it instead of feeling like I just got a gun pointed at me and told to give up my money. I felt like I was getting robbed.
Right.
You know?
It's
the same situation.
There's no shortage of people that will intimidate you. You're 5'2", maybe.
Yep.
Young lady.
I'm not even 5'2", but close.
And, so just ordering you around, I mean, that's... The fact is, every man listening to me understands that he probably deals with men differently than he deals with women. He's got a different tone of voice. I can hear it on the phone when I listen to guys talking. I'm like, oh, you're talking to a woman, weren't you? Just because they raised the pitch of their voice to seem less intimidating. So
you don't need to do that with me. But
I understand.
That's
just saying
thing,
that it's
is
done.
That
Or they'll deepen it and talk a little slower to summon their inner Barry White.
Okay.
Baby,
how you doing?
Very good.
I'm going to take you out and buy you some lobster and some shrimp cocktails.
Hey Daryl. Nice shoes.
No idea what that means.
That's an inside joke.
We can't
anyway,
finish that sentence
finish
on
it.
The air.
We
so,
don't do
anyway,
inside jokes on Free Talk Live.
I think that it's important because objectivists get a bad reputation for being unkind. And I do want to say that this is a very isolated incident. I'm somebody that if, you offer me an exchange value of either happiness or, those funny signs that say, I just really want a beer.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I give those people a dollar because it's funny.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
They made me laugh. And if you just ask me, I'll feel good about doing it. And that's value enough to me. It's very easy to get money from me, honestly.
I'd rather see somebody busking that's playing an instrument for money. I'd rather see them busking than just asking for money.
I always give money to those people. Oh, I love creativity. But I think that comes from being an artist. I'm just really sensitive to that stuff.
Speaking of art, I've seen a really interesting piece of art recently. Ooh. It is in Freedom's Cause. It is an audio theater, really well done. It seems like a movie, the audio from a movie just ripped to a CD. It's a 2-CD set. It's really great. I'm calling it the Liberty Gift of the Season. It's in freedomscause.com because I think this is a really great choice for people who, you know, believe in the ideas of liberty, have young people in their lives that they you know, want to teach these ideas sort of subliminally. Because it's historically accurate, it's written with some young people in it that go on an adventure, and it's just really great. It's got high-level actors, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart. It's really well done. It's got its own score, as a matter of fact. You're not going to find any better done thing. You can get a family four-pack. That's four gifts for the folks in your life. Young and old, adult and child, they're going to enjoy it. It's infreedomscause.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 50% off the family four-pack. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. So, Daryl, apparently the feds are going to leave people alone that are selling marijuana? What?
That's the claim. I have seen... Yeah, I saw several stories today... And the one that I'm going to share now comes from AL.com. And it
says... What is AL.com?
It's short for Alabama.com. It's a news aggregator where they take from all of the newspapers in the state of Alabama.
AL.com is then not producing the news, and that comes from someone else.
Well, some of the stuff they do, they don't attribute to a newspaper.
Okay.
So I think they do have some original content, and this doesn't specify a newspaper. It says that it's written by Lita Gore, and the email address is lgore@al.com.
Got it.
So she writes, the Justice Department told U.S. attorneys today that tribes will be allowed to grow and sell marijuana on reservations, even in states where the drug remains illegal. The move could open the door for legal pot sales in almost every state, though Justice Department officials said that the transactions will be tightly regulated and must meet all federal regulations. Now, before I continue... I don't understand what they mean, because federally it's prohibited, so how is it legal as long as it meets the regulation that says that you can't have it?
Well, there was a before all this marijuana legalization occurred, there were a handful of people who were getting federal joints, federal marijuana rolled into joints.
Medicinal.
They were part of a program, but it wasn't recreational. But
right, it was a medicinal program.
But it was just a handful of them, so maybe there's regulations that are there that are involved? I don't know,
but there's more to this article.
855-450-3733. You can call in with that, whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We will discuss it with you here on Free Talk Live.
Yes, yes, we will. If you want to call in, you know, foot fetish, whatever it is.
Oh, God. Really?
Did you really just go there? You put that on air.
Apparently you went there.
You can't cross over.
It's not the first time that I've admitted on Free Talk Live that I've sucked a toe.
Oh, God, really? This is
really happening.
More than I need, I can assure you.
Daryl, there are conversations on air, and there are conversations during break. It's a rule of radio that you do not bring the break conversations on the air.
It's kind of like online privacy. There's some things it's better if everybody doesn't know.
Yes.
That's why you need, Daryl, to use Pro XPN.
You're so great at this.
In my brain.
You're so great at this.
ProXPN is a virtual private network that allows you all of your online data to be encrypted so that, you know, other people don't have to see it. Your internet service provider is likely saving all of your surfing history. And in Daryl's case, God knows what that is. Without ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. And apparently in Daryl's case, he'll just tell you. So all you have to do is go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. And then all of us will be blessedly, blessedly ignorant.
He doesn't just tell you. He tells you on record so that it's on the internet forever.
As a matter of fact, we want you so badly to keep your fetishes to yourself that we're willing to give you a 50% discount. Promo code FTL50 will get you 50% off of an annual account. That's basically $5 a month. It's cheap to keep that kind of stuff to yourself. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50.
That, I must say, Mark, that was the greatest live read for anything that you have ever done.
Thank you.
I see why people pay him to do this. It's kind of awesome. That transition was beautiful.
So, is the federal government only going to leave the Indian nations alone in this circumstance, or is it going to be other states where it's legal to sell marijuana? What's happening here?
Well, the article here continues. It says that the policy change comes following a 2013 Justice Department decision to stop federal marijuana prosecution in states that have legalized sale or possession of the drug. Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and the District of Columbia have all legalized some form of marijuana sale or possession.
Okay.
There will be regulations on tribes wanting to enter into the marijuana business. The Justice Department said that they must maintain, quote, a robust and effective regulatory system, including prohibitions against selling to minors. The memo says that U.S. attorneys will still get involved in marijuana prosecutions when requested by tribal leaders. There are 326 federally recognized American Indian reservations in the United States, according to the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
So, it really, this whole federal prohibition on marijuana thing is falling apart. There's still certainly states that, you know, that they'll go after you for marijuana possession or whatever. Florida comes to mind. They go after you come on vacation, leave on probation. But basically, the federal prohibition on marijuana is essentially falling apart.
Right. So what it sounds like, based on actually, you know, finishing the article, is that if a jurisdiction has said it's legal here, the feds will not come in to supersede that and say, well, federal law says.
Yeah.
Unless it's in California, where they've only legalized for medicinal purposes, but because it's not regulated enough for the feds.
Yeah.
You know, Barack Obama is still going to send the DEA to do more drug raids in California than George Bush ever did in 8 years of being president.
California's basically legalized recreational marijuana through their long-standing medical marijuana. But what we've seen...
I stubbed my toe last week, so I need some therapeutic weed.
But what we saw there is there was an article we read maybe a year ago on the air that sort of showed correlative data that somehow legalizing marijuana lowered gang activity and gang crime in California. And this was a really big deal in California. So
right.
That's it's fascinating when you see these.
Right, because why would I go to the hoodlum down the street who might shoot me if, you know, I shortchange him by $5 when I could instead go to, you know, the little green pharmacy and pay, in most cases, probably a better price and not have to deal with the violence.
Have you seen any of the marijuana dispensaries in Colorado? They are nice.
So I've heard.
They are really clean. They're beautiful. If you ever get an opportunity, look them up online because they are really, I mean, they're higher class than any bar I've ever been to. And, you know, I mean, they just really, I mean, they go out of their way.
Coloradans say that life is better now that marijuana is legalized.
It's cleaner.
There's a poll.
Everything is cleaner there.
A poll done, and, you know, majority of Coloradans said life's better now. And it's interesting because I mean, there are states where it's like, well, we just couldn't do that. It'd be terrible. And really, what's so terrible going on in Colorado or Washington?
Yeah, all the evidence leans in the opposite direction. There's not a single scratch of evidence for the contrary.
There's 25% fewer prescription drug deaths in states where marijuana is legalized, especially for medical marijuana. So, I mean, people are using marijuana, people that wouldn't otherwise use marijuana, because there's a demographic out there, an older group of people that will not use, some of them will not use marijuana simply because it's illegal. They don't want to go through what it takes to get it, and they don't know anything about it, and as a result, they're taking pain meds that are addictive and dangerous. Marijuana, you can say whatever you want to say about it. You can't say it kills people.
And most people, well, I'll dispute that. It could kill you if, like, you know, a crate of it fell on your head.
That's
but it's not going to kill you by ingesting it. And a lot of people don't realize that you can, you know, ingest cannabis in ways other than smoking. There are tinctures, there's edibles, and not just, you know, like put a bunch of it in a brownie and get stoned off your butt. Like, you know, there are actual edibles. Back at Liberty Forum, I was able to get a couple of edible gummy candies that were from a therapeutic place.
I think the edibles are probably
the most, help my headache.
The edibles are probably the most controversial part of the whole thing because they look and taste so much like candy that when the kids get a hold of them, you know, the kids just can't keep their hands themselves. They find themselves.
Well, the claim.
I mean, we need to stop chocolate beer, pretzel beer, any other tasty beer or alcohol, really. Just it has to be straight alcohol. Otherwise, you know,
the claim is that, you know, they look the same. But in the states where, you know, it's either legal for medicinal or recreational purposes, there are regulations that mandate that the edibles must look distinctly different than a non-medicinal treat.
Are you supporting regulations there? Is that what you're, Mr. Libertarian?
I'm not supporting regulations. I'm saying that there are regulations in place so that the treats do not look the same.
How would the
treats look the same when they're made in the black market.
How would the marketplace handle that?
Well, truth in labeling. So you put a big pot leaf on your, you know, marijuana brownie.
You think a pot leaf is going to keep a kid from eating a piece of candy?
Just like the
no, but it's going to keep the parent from thinking that it's, you know, something other than a pot brownie.
855-450.
They're also not selling it at the corner store.
855-450 free. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about what you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. So there's an article I've had for just a couple days here, and it's burning a hole in my pocket. I gotta say, the situation with Rand Paul making the war declaration as kind of... Do you know what I'm talking about here, Daryl?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm waiting on you to defend him.
Well, I'm not prepared to defend, certainly not mightily. I think that there might be some political... Like, did you get to see him interacting with John Kerry? I posted this video at Free Talk Live Facebook page.
I did not see him interacting with Lurch.
Hold on. Facebook.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
I did not see him interacting with Lurch.
Okay. He made Kerry look pretty bad in when Kerry had to defend sort of U.S. foreign policy over the last 50 years, not declaring war and such these sorts of things. I don't know. Like, I don't support war against Syria. But if
this would not be a war against Syria
or ISIS,
it would be a war against the quote unquote the group known as Islamic State, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant.
Right. So, yes, I understand that if you're going to do military stuff, you probably should put a declaration of war together, or at least a declaration of use of force. I don't really believe in declaration of use of force because it's not constitutional. But it's not like the federal government's been obeying the Constitution since forever anyway. So
right.
Maybe they should write something down and limit it as opposed to just do whatever they want. Anyway, Walter Block has written an article. He says... Rand Paul's declaration of war. Rand Paul is in the process of drafting a bill calling for a declaration of war on the part of the U.S. against ISIS. In my view, this is a magnificent development. Now, Walter Block, I should say, before anyone goes, is he carries the title of the intellectual heir to Murray Rothbard. Is that the term that people use?
I don't know, but he has the series titled Defending the Undefendable.
Yeah. So he's certainly a libertarian luminary. I don't think that there's any argument against that. He is a professor at Loyola University.
Yes.
And
a very smart man.
Yep. So I don't just dismiss his opinion, but I can tell you that sort of emotionally, I don't like this much. As a peace activist, I don't like it much. Rand Paul is in the... in my view, Rand Paul is to be highly congratulated for this brilliant initiative of his. Surprisingly, numerous libertarians have criticized him, variously for selling out, not being enough of his father's son, throwing libertarianism under the bus, being unprincipled, etc. Stuff stuff and nonsense, say I.
His father basically threw him under the bus in a podcast with Charles Goyette.
And said?
He did not name his son by name, but he was asked about the declaration of war against ISIS. And he talked about when he was in Congress and he did the declaration against Afghanistan. And then he went on to say that when you're declaring war against an entity that is not a recognized country, then you get into basically having a declared war that will never end because you're essentially declaring war against terror. And there's no way to win a war against an action.
How does a nation then take actions against a non-state entity? For instance, the pirates of Tripoli come to mind.
Of mark and reprisal.
Okay. So putting out a bounty, essentially?
Basically.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you win. Why is it so important that going on with Walter Block here? Why is it so important the U.S. explicitly declare war? The reason is simple. If Congress must pass such a declaration before hostilities are commenced, then literally hundreds of people must approve. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says Congress shall have power to declare war. If not, and the present policy of police actions is continued, then one and only one person needs support this, the President of the United States. In saying this, I abstract from the possibility of his impeachment or the disobedience of the military, as in a coup d'etat, both of which seem highly unlikely. Likely, no, surely, we will have fewer military interventions abroad the more people who must sign on to such a policy. I can't disagree with that. The last time the U.S. declared war was 1941.
Actually, 1942.
Yeah, well, I can give that to him. It's not really, we shouldn't parse these things, but there were some lesser countries against which the U.S. declared war.
Romania in June of 1942.
You'd think they'd have had enough with World War I the way they got creamed there, but they jumped right in on that one, too. Since then, there have been literally dozens, if not scores, of unwarranted imperialist ventures. Almost of a certainty, there would have been far fewer of these unjustified actions if each of them had to pass muster by Congress and the Constitution explicitly required. As the Constitution explicitly required. I've got to say, certain writing styles when reading on air, when they don't flow like regular conversation, it can always be very interesting.
I know how that is.
Note how embarrassing this initiative of the junior senator from Kentucky will be to the warmongering neocons. On one hand, they lust for battle. When the other people and their sons take part, on the other hand, it will ill behoove them to so blatantly reject the Constitution. They will be hoisted up by their own petards, thanks to Dr. Paul. You know what a petard is?
I have heard the term, but I can't think of the definition.
It's more like mostly like a pennant, I believe, if I had to, if I have to call, recollect. It matters little, but the idea is that, you're taking somebody up on the thing that they said and, putting them up there. Why is it so many conservatives support the actions of the military when there hasn't been a war declared since 1942?
Well, because, Mark, you've got to support the troops.
Why do the troops go to war when there isn't one?
Well, because, you know, keeping you safe.
Didn't they?
We'd all be speaking North Korean right now if it wasn't for the Korean War.
Yeah, North Korea, they're really competent. They can't even feed their own people. You'd think that at some point or another, the troops that swore an oath to the Constitution would say, hey, you know, not going to do this. It's unconstitutional.
No, but they also took an oath to do what they're told.
After the Constitution and the President of the United States, they swore to the first one.
Doing that.
that's what they're doing. So going on, it matters little to whom this declaration is made. Senator Paul has chosen ISIS, as far as I'm concerned. It could have been instead Canada or Mexico or Hong Kong or Switzerland or Monaco or Ruritania or Mars, for that matter. Where's Ruritania? Anyway, I am taking somebody out there screaming at their radio right now. You don't know where Ruritania is? It's in the fictional Ringworld by Niven. Anyway, I don't have any idea. I'm taking talking principle here. When the Constitution limits foreign military adventurism, we libertarians must support this document. The point is not who the enemy is, but rather that all possible obstacles to declaring offensive war are put in place. If a declaration of war is required, that is just one more hurdle over which the warmongering must catapult. And the more of them, the higher they are, the better. So these are the restrictions, not the warmongers. Now, of course, choosing ISIS is totally and completely unwarranted. Yes, they are a grisly group, but it's no part of the business of the United States to conquer them. They constitute not the slightest threat to the safety of this country. And this is the thing that I would say is ISIS sounds for all the world like a problem of the Middle East countries.
Yes.
Why is the United States essentially going into a proxy war for Saudi Arabia?
Well, because, you know, it was about a year ago when Barack Obama wanted to get rid of the Syrian president Assad, and now that Syria is basically in a war against the Islamic State, I refuse to call them ISIS because that's basically the name that was given to them by the U.S., but there's, you know, this argument against the Islamic State. We'll get to it next hour.
Oh, yeah. It's really something that's it's upsetting me. So if you've got an opinion on this, 855-450-FREE. I don't know. Is it a good idea to declare war here? Do you support Rand Paul's position? Do you think this is terrible? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't take what Walter Block says lightly. I don't know about you, Daryl, but this has me on the horns of a dilemma. What do you think, Lauren? Any thoughts on it?
I'll have to think about it.
Okay. Well, I suppose one should think about it when it comes to war.
Yeah, I don't want to speak too quickly.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floor Buster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floor buster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855 855-
855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.